Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, or evening, friend. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to
podcast family, welcome to Hodge to Hodge Podcast. This is the Messenger Edition. We have co-producers Ken and Rondaya Hodge. And we will listen to the messenger, Ron Hodge. Thank you, and we thank you for tuning in.
Good evening, and thank you, Nurse Carmen, for that introduction. I thank each and every one that took the time to come out tonight to take part in our discussion tonight regarding just who and what we are. Is that my co-producer out here in the background?
Yes, sir, it is, my brother.
Bless you, my brother. Hello. Pleasure to have you with us again tonight.
Always a pleasure.
We just want to talk about understanding, and I know we discuss it a lot, but it's so important for us to really get in tune with who we are. And I know it might sound redundant, but for us to truly understand and doing all the things that we've done over the course of our lives, one of the things we have to do now is we have to reinforce our new beliefs, our new understandings. And so being repetitive is just another way for us to see how they connect so that they can better sink in and we can better apply it. And one of the things that we've talked about on numerous occasions is being awoke. And what I'm here to tell you tonight is that we're all awoke, but we don't know we're awoke. Now, that sounds like a contradiction or a conundrum, but that's what it is. We are awake, but we just don't realize it. And it's time for us to realize that we are awake and that we have come to the, and this is one of the reasons why we're here on this podcast, is because we are awake, and we're awake to a better way. And we are awakened to the fact that there is more to this than what we've been told. And so now we search to try to get the answers. And I'm here to tell you once again that the answers are within. And so what we've got to start doing is relying more on what it is that within is telling you. A lot of people would love to use scripture, but I say to you, this is what the scripture tells you. There are people that will argue down. There were people that will not speak to you unless you hear what it is that their scripture is telling you, because this is what they're going by, what it is that their scripture is telling them. But now I say to you that your scripture tells you this, and you still don't do it. And then we look around, and we want to know why things are the way they are. And because we can't accept the fact that we're doing something wrong, we can't admit that we're not doing it right, we have a tendency to blame God or the devil instead of looking at us and realizing what it is. And we have to know that each person can make a difference. And I hope from our podcast and our awakening experience that somebody has noticed a difference in you. Whatever amount it was, but somebody has noticed a difference in you, and they are beginning to apply that to their lives. But we have to start. And if we have to wait for everybody to come together at once, it'll never happen. So this is why I will reiterate again to us that it is important for us, now that we know, it's time for us to start applying it. And we, and as I stated, we apply it periodically. When we seem like we can't go no more, we apply it. But what we need to do is apply it all the time. And if we apply it all the time, we will be in the Christ-like state, per se. If we really, quote-unquote, trying to be Christians. But, and I'm just using that as what it is that people are trying to be. But we shouldn't be Christians. We need to be ourselves, which is godly. And the last podcast, we was talking about how it can be difficult. It's only difficult because we make it. Because every decision, there is a moment where we can make a choice. And the majority of the choices that we have to make, we decide which ones are we going to, we decide. Even though we've got something on the inside telling us, we still decide something other than that. For one reason or another, we'll make an opposite decision from what it is that your soul, your spirit is telling you. And then we look back and want to know why things are happening. It's because we're not paying attention. We are awake, but we have to realize and understand that we are awake. And once you realize that you are awake and you realize the power that you possess, then you can go out into the world and make that difference, just one person at a time. Jesus was only one person, and he made a difference. And as we've said numerous times on this podcast, ain't no difference. The only difference in Jesus and you is that Jesus knew who he was. And now you know. And so because you know, it's time for you, as Brother Mike said, to make that change. And when we can, when we make up our minds that this is what we're going to do, nothing can stop you. But we have to have a made-up mind. And when we have that made-up mind, then that brings back that word that we talked about before, passion. That made-up mind and that passion, with a made-up mind and passion, there is nothing. And when I say nothing, I mean absolutely nothing that you cannot have or achieve because of who you are. And I tell you, my co-producer made up his mind what he want.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got that passion. It's just how long will it last? Is it going to last until it's needed, or is it going to fade before it gets there? But key thing is, he has the ability to make that choice.
Yes, yes.
And not only does he have the ability to make that choice, and I just used the brother, but I want us to know that each and every one of us is facing that same situation, facing that same goal. I see we got Sister Tippy on with us now, and so I say to you, she's got the same thing too. We've all got that choice that's staring us right in the face, and we'll duck and dodge and go all around it rather than do what it is that we already know we need to do.
Yes, yes.
And we'll find reasons to not today, not but maybe tomorrow. And trust me when I tell you, I'm naming the co-producer, Sister Tippy, but please understand it's applicable to myself, to Nurse Carmen,
yes.
and to anybody
yes.
else that will listen here. We have the
yes.
choice that we can change things daily as we so see fit, so that it will help create for us to be the best person that we can be today. And with the knowledge of knowing, if I did not succeed today, I can wake up tomorrow and start over again and work more
Amen.
Diligently to be where I need to be.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
How many of us went through a day and realized throughout that day, you know what, I didn't do anything. I should have done this. I could have done this. I could have... We have that choice that we can do
yeah.
these things.
That's right.
But one of the things, if we choose not to do it, I'm not knocking anybody or anything, but if we choose not to do it, then you've got to understand you do not really have the right to complain.
Mm-mm.
Just a simple example. You can't complain about not winning the lottery if you don't buy a ticket.
That's right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You can't complain about not having gas in your car if you don't go put gas in the car.
That's right.
So, and that ties into what it is that I'm always trying to get us to understand. It's not just a cliche. It is something that we need to totally live by and understand. And as we open our eyes and realize in the conscious state that all things are working together for the good, all things. And if we were to slow down just a moment before we react to certain situations, now we already went over that reactive and creative, right?
Yes.
We understand on that? We on the same page on that?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so instead of all of this reacting to stuff, we need to realize that we are awakened and start creating stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when something happens that did not go the way you wanted it to be, right then and there, you have the opportunity to change it. If you get on 80 going west, think you're going to New York, and then you realize that, hey, this isn't taking me to New York, right then and there, you have the opportunity to get her off and turn around and go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the same thing with the daily things that go on in our lives each and every day. And think about this. Think about how there's been times where somebody has really gotten under your skin. And when they've gotten under your skin, what you've done is sometimes we've acted in a way that we shouldn't have acted. And then there are other times that we stop and we think about it for a minute. And within ourselves, we say, forget them. They don't know what they're talking about. And so we don't let what they did affect us.
Right.
And so what started out to become a mess, we just totally demolished that because we did not let it affect us.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And so what we've got to start doing is being more conscious of what's going on around us, being more conscious of the things that we are doing and saying. And when I say doing and saying, that does not mean that somebody can't say the word damn, hell, shit. That's not what I'm talking about. Because you can say those things. Those are just words. And they're not offensive to God. God created the words. But more conscious of how you treat one another, the things that you might say that might be hurtful to someone. Even if it's your truth will be, if you're coming from a sincere place with your truth, even the worst criticism will be delivered in a positive way. If you allow the Spirit to guide you. And we must admit, a lot of things that we do, we need to slow down on, because we react too quickly instead of create, but we overreact to stuff because we're not taking a moment to really see what's going on. We just see a little part of it, and we just snap at that, not trying to see the bigger picture or understand why somebody did that. Why did somebody steal my 50 cent off the table? Maybe because they didn't have it and they needed something really bad. Yeah, it was your 50 cent, but if it was able to help someone out for the better good, did it really make sense for us to really get all upset calling people thieves and all of this and that when we didn't really understand what was going on? All we knew was the two quarters on the table are gone.
Okay.
And that's not to say that it cannot be addressed to the person that took it. But it's just all in how we say it and how we do it. That same person, if we go back to that same person and say, look, if you're in need, you can come and ask me. Don't just take mine without asking for my consent. You can say it in a loving way so that the person isn't hurt. But your message is across and a different outcome the next time you put 50 cents on the dresser. But if we automatically start calling people thieves and no goods and all of this and that, we've damaged someone who probably needed our help, who needed that kind word. Let your light so shine so that men and women can see the good work that you do and understand that it is the God within you that does it. Because all good and perfect gifts come from God.
Amen.
It said all good and perfect gifts. So if you do something good, where is that coming from?
From God.
And where? Where is that God?
In me. In us.
In me.
Amen.
That's right.
And you know, I'll give you guys an example of what it's like, just to show you when you allow God's Spirit to let love be the key force. Yesterday, Nurse Carmen had an engagement, and a couple of the members from her congregation were attending it. And so, me being the old nice guy that I am, I took them. And a couple of them were senior white women. And I'm quite sure, and I could be wrong, but I'm quite sure their dealings with a real black person, per se, have been very minimal.
Right.
And no disrespect to Nurse Carmen, but, you know, they look at her, sometimes they don't see that in her. But dealing with a black, I'm just saying, her Hispanic side shows more. So that's what I mean by that, okay? So, but for them to be in my company, I'm quite sure when it started out, they was crossing their fingers. They had everybody on speed dial because they wasn't sure. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But when it was over, not only for myself, but for them, it was a joyous experience.
Yes, yes, indeed.
It was so much joy to them that the next day at the service, all they talked about was her friend.
The messenger.
That's all they talked about. She kept telling me, they're talking about you again. When they got home, her husband called her and started talking about me. But it was just love being shown. And this is how we can make a difference. Now, I don't know. I'd have to meet with them a couple more times. But I think if I met with them a couple more times, we'd never have to worry about them calling the cops on black people for being black. We can make a difference. And we've got to know that because of who we are. We can do all things. So if we can do all things, we can make a difference.
Yes.
Amen.
And we can achieve what it is that we want to achieve. We just have to have a made-up mind and a desire to truly do it. But one of the things that part of our problem is because we've been taught to look for that pie in the sky, we just want to sit back and want somebody to drop something in our lap so that then we can say, oh, look what God did. But even that scripture says, if you make one step, God said he'll make two for you. Because we have the power, we can do things. A good example, the lady that had, according to the story in the Bible, the lady that had the issue of blood, she believed. She believed that if she could just touch the hem of his garment. Now, just think about it. Is somebody having the faith to believe that all I got to do is touch his jeans and I'll be okay? It's that type of faith that we need to know. Peter had that type of faith when he stepped out on the water. But just like us, as he got out there, he got scared and began to doubt. And what happened when he doubted? Nobody don't remember that story?
Mm-mm.
When Jesus was out on the water and Peter wanted to go to him and he told him, come on over. Peter got out of the boat and started walking on the water towards Jesus and got halfway there and started to doubt and he started to sink. Because of doubt.
I remember the story.
I know you know. I know you remember that. You remember? You remember?
I remember.
But it's that doubt. But when we know that we know and we start to walk in that knowing, nothing can stop you. And just as an example, my brother co-producer, I'm just using you tonight. Just for encouragement and for everyone to see, to take that, what I'm saying about the co-producer is just an example of, but it's applicable to each and every one of us. But I remember when you was running for president of the union, of the local. Midway through, if I'm not mistaken, you claimed it already. And not only that, but because you were obedient to the Spirit, you knew you had to do some extra steps because there was some stuff going on in the background. And the Spirit gave you the mind, the inclination, to be there to protect that. You feel me?
Yes, it did. Yes, sir.
Right. So, what, so, So that's just letting us know that there is some work for us to do. Because
Amen.
It is us. Stop looking for God on the outside to be doing so much for you. Because if you start to do it, then the whole universe is at your command. Remember, the spirit is not going to force itself, its will upon you. You have that choice. So because you have that choice, then you have to make a decision or a choice on what you're going to do and then apply it. And then when you apply it with that made-up mind, there are things you could never imagine that is at your beck and call. The whole universe, you've got control of the whole universe. Why? Because just like they said in Scarface, what?
I put this
my
together.
All right. Okay, my brother. Rest up. What's up, y'all? It's Sunday. We put this together. And so because
right.
we put this together, we know we've got the universe at our beck and call. Even when, this is why there is so much power in the word that we speak. Because when we speak it in the atmosphere, the universe goes to work for us. The only problem is we got the universe going in circles because we keep changing and this and that. And the universe don't know what to bring to you. Because one minute you said this, the next minute you said that, and the universe don't know what to bring to you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why it takes even longer for you to actually receive it. But once you know that you know, it is there. It is on its way. And when you've got that made up mind, whereas now it might take you 3-4 weeks, a month, a year to see the universe react to your requests. When you begin to truly know that you know, it won't be a year, 6 months. It'll be right now, just as it was with Jesus, because he knew. And we've got to know. And sometimes, I got to tell you this, sometimes you can fake it till you make it.
Yes, yes.
And what I mean by that is, yes, I'm rich. I'm claiming it. I'm rich. Or as Dave Chappelle would say, I'm rich, bitch. This is a little jokey joke. But this is what we have. This is what we can do. We just have to recognize it and let go of that old thinking that I've got to get down on my knees and I got to cry and I got to tear my clothes off and all of this and that because somebody else did it. Because Job did it or one of the others did it, I feel that I've got to do it because if I don't do it, then I'm not really reaching God. We've got to let go of some of that stuff. You already got God. You just got to stand firm on it and know that you know that it is going to be. Mm. And as I've said to Sister T, once you begin to visualize stuff, once you begin to visualize it, then I can assure you it is on its way. It's on its way much quicker than you think. So when you visualize it and then have the made-up mind to let it be, it's on its way. You can just start getting ready.
It's on its way.
That's right. You can start making the space. If it's a car you visualize, make space in the garage.
All right now.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So
amen, my
message.
Brother.
All right, brother. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Amen, brother. I thank you. We got a little static on the line tonight, but I thank you for the message. And I pray that all is good with everyone. And again, if you lock into the message, your life can only get better. That much I promise you. So, you know, let's leave this podcast and and go wherever it is that we're going and try to create the best life we can, understanding that you have a divine spirit on your inside. Acknowledge that spirit, become one with that spirit, and watch how much better not only your life will be, but everybody you know life will be better. Hey, good night, podcast audience from Hodge to Hodge on Blog Talk Radio. This was the Messenger Edition. Have a nice evening.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Person to have seen William alive. Were they, no. He's the reason for the late night phone calls and the business trips, but they weren't having an affair.
So what is it, Shadow?
William was trying to sell Preston Hall. He was planning to divorce you.
Divest the property on paper for a tenth of its value.
I can rest in an offshore account.
Oh, there go my 30. I didn't deserve them anyway. Was I the only one who didn't see it?
No, be
I don't get that idea, too. It was his idea, you know.